Let's go now live to WTOP sports reporter Craig Heist, who had covered Roger Clemens throughout his career. And not so much, Craig, about the legal ramifications of the case, but let's talk about Clemens himself. Obviously, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. His Hall of Fame credentials were in doubt over the past few years. Now, where does it go now?
I don't think there's any question they were down over the past few years, but this certainly helps Roger Clemens in his Hall of Fame case. Now, whether or not he gets in on the first ballot, Sean, or later, remains to be seen. That'll be all up to the Baseball Writers of America. I think definitely Roger Clemens goes into the Hall of Fame. I mean, when you look at the overall body of work, the 4,672 strikeouts, that's only behind Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson. He's third all time. He's a seven-time Cy Young Award winner, 354 wins. That ranks ninth all time. And this steroid cloud has hung over his head. Today's verdict, though, I think changes or will change the mind of certain people.
And with the significance of his career, Craig, what does this verdict mean when players in the future are accused of using performance-enhancing drugs?
Good question, Veronica. I don't know. You know what? It'll be interesting to see now what we have to go on up to this point. What happens with Alex Rodriguez later on? He's certainly a first ballot Hall of Fame candidate with the numbers he's put up. We've seen what a positive test has done to Rafael Palmeiro. And it'll be interesting to see what comes out of all of this. But I think in the end, his reputation certainly gets a boost today. But again, it's going to be in the eyes of the beholder, if you will. Who believes him? Who doesn't believe him?
All right. WTOP sports reporter Craig Heist. Once again, Roger Clemens has been found not guilty on all counts in the perjury trial. He was accused of lying to Congress about use of performance-enhancing drugs during his career. We'll have more as we go through the afternoon here on WTOP.